Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani Member by Ram Goldar and Anthony Masekha Zavodah Zorah Daf Yod Ches. First, Paraklif Ne'i Dehen. The Zikhu Masekha Zavodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Al Vashalom and Zikhu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Al Vashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Chanina ben Trudgen went to visit Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, who said that since the Roman nation was given sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael and had destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and killed the finest people, how could Rabbi Chanina be learning Torah and gathering people to teach it publicly? Rabbi Chanina replied, "Mina Shemaim Yirachemu, may they have mercy on me from Shemaim." Rabbi Yosef expressed astonishment at this reply and predicted his being burned together with his Sefer Torah. Rabbi Chanina's, so to speak, crime was discovered by the Romans returning from Yosef ben Kisma's funeral, and they wrapped him in the Sefer Torah, surrounded it with vines, and set them on fire. However, they placed soaked wool over Rabbi Chanina's heart to prolong his agony. Rabbi Chanina told his horrified daughter that he took comfort in being burned with the Torah, because he who will exact vengeance for the Torah's disgrace will exact vengeance for my disgrace. He told his Talmidim what he saw, Gilyan Nisrafim Viosius Porchos. The parchment is being burned, but the letters are flying off. He refused to end his life by opening his mouth, but accepted the executioner's offer to remove the wool and quickly end his life. The executioner jumped into the fire after him, and a buskol proclaimed and ready for Olam Haba. Point number two, Rabbi Chanina ben Trudgen's daughter was sentenced to live in a house of Zonos. Her sister Bruria told her husband Rabbi Meir that this was a disgrace for her. Rabbi Meir disguised himself as a Roman seeking her services to test her to see if she had remained pure, which she had. Rabbi Meir asked the guard to give her to him, but the guard was afraid of the government. Rabbi Meir gave him a large sum of money to use half for bribes and keep the other half. He told him that when the money runs out, he should say, El Kad de Meir Aneni, God of Meir, answer me, and would be saved. When asked by the guard for proof, Rabbi Meir threw dirt at vicious dogs, and when they came coming to bite him, he said, El Kad de Meir Aneni, and they left him alone. The guard gave him Rabbi Chanina's daughter, but the guard was later caught and was sentenced to be hanged. As he was taken to the gallows, he said, El Kad de Meir Aneni, and they could not hang him. They asked him to explain and related the incident. Rabbi Meir was eventually forced to flee to Bavel. And point number three, the Gemara discusses whether it's permitted to attend various events, such as stadiums, and if they're forbidden as Moshev Leitzim, a session of scoffers. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi darshan the pasuk, Ashrei Isha Shol Halach Ba'atzes Rishayim, praiseworthy is the man who did not walk in the counsel of the wicked, Uber Chataim will Amad, and did not stand in the path of the sinful, but Moshev Leitzim will Yashav, and did not sit at a session of scoffers. This progression teaches that if he merely walks on a sinful path, he'll come to stand there. If he stands there, he'll come to sit among scoffers, and if he does, he will himself come to scoff. The Gemara describes some of the consequences of scoffing. Rabbi Elazar said, Kol mitzlothes yisurin boinolav. Whoever scoffs, suffering comes upon him. Rabbah would beseech the scholars not to scoff so they would not suffer. Rav Ketina said, Kol mitzlothes mazonasav mismatin. Whoever scoffs, his sustenance is diminished. Other Amoraim say that whoever scoffs falls into Gehenna and causes destruction to the world. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabbi Chanina ben Trudgen went to visit Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, who said that since the Roman nation was given sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael and had destroyed the base of Migdash and killed its finest people, how could Rabbi Chanina be learning Torah and gathering people to teach it publicly? Rabbi Chanina replied, Mina Shemaim Yirachemu, may they have mercy on me from Shemaim. Rabbi Yosef expressed astonishment at this reply and predicted his being burned together with his Sefer Torah. Rabbi Chanina's, so to speak, crime was discovered by the Romans returning from Yosef ben Kisma's funeral, and they wrapped him in the Sefer Torah, surrounded it with vines, and set them on fire. However, they placed soaked wool over Rabbi Chanina's heart to prolong his agony. Rabbi Chanina told his horrified daughter that he took comfort in being burned with the Torah, because he who will exact vengeance for the Torah's disgrace will exact vengeance for my disgrace. He told his Talmidim what he saw, Gilyan Nisrafim Viosius Porchos. The parchment is being burned, but the letters are flying off. He refused to end his life by opening his mouth, but accepted the executioner's offer to remove the wool and quickly end his life. The executioner jumped into the fire after him, and a buskol proclaimed and ready for Olam Haba. Point number two, Rabbi Chanina ben Trudgen's daughter was sentenced to live in a house of Zonos. Her sister Bruria told her husband Rabbi Meir that this was a disgrace for her. Rabbi Meir disguised himself as a Roman seeking her services to test her to see if she had remained pure, which she had. Rabbi Meir asked the guard to give her to him, but the guard was afraid of the government. Rabbi Meir gave him a large sum of money to use half for bribes and keep the other half. He told him that when the money runs out, he should say, El Kad de Meir Aneni, God of Meir, answer me, and would be saved. When asked by the guard for proof, Rabbi Meir threw dirt at vicious dogs, and when they came coming to bite him, he said, El Kad de Meir Aneni, and they left him alone. The guard gave him Rabbi Chanina's daughter, but the guard was later caught and was sentenced to be hanged. As he was taken to the gallows, he said, "I'll call the mayor on Nani," and they could not hang him. They asked him to explain and related the incident. Rabbi Meir was eventually forced to flee to Bavel. And point number three, the Gemara discusses whether it's permitted to attend various events, such as stadiums, and if they're forbidden as Moshev Leitzim, a session of scoffers. Rabbi Shimon Pazi darshan the pasuk, "Ashrei isha shol halach ba'atzis rishayim," praiseworthy is the man who did not walk in the counsel of the wicked, "uberech hatayim lo amad," and did not stand in the path of the sinful, "b'moshev leitzim lo yashav," and did not sit at a session of scoffers. This progression teaches that if he merely walks on a sinful path, he'll come to stand there. If he stands there, he'll come to sit among scoffers, and if he does, he will himself come to scoff. The Gemara describes some of the consequences of scoffing. Rabbi Elazar said, "Kol mitzlotes yisurin boinolav." Whoever scoffs, suffering comes upon him. Rava would beseech the scholars not to scoff so they would not suffer. Rav Katina said, "Kol mitzlotes mazonasav mismatin." Whoever scoffs, his sustenance is diminished. Other Amoraim say that whoever scoffs falls into Gehenna and causes destruction to the world. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Yud Ches, and our standard Simon is a chuppah because Ben Yud Ches l'chuppah, someone who's 18, should go to chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, and a kala who was saved from the Romans holding a Rav Meir Baha Nes Pushka was disturbed by the rowdy laughter of the Moshev Leitzim. Once again, slow motion. The chuppah, that must more on Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, which reminds the Gemara tells about the execution of Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon for teaching Torah publicly. He told his Talmidim what he saw. Gilyan nisrafim ve'osios porchos. The parchment is being burned, but the letters are flying off. He refused to end his life by opening his mouth, but accepted the executioner's offer to remove the wool and quickly end his life. The executioner jumped into the fire after him, and a baskol proclaimed him ready for Olam Haba. So the chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, and a kala who was saved from the Romans holding a Rav Meir Baal HaNes Pushka, which reminds us, the Gemara explains how Rav Meir saved his sister-in-law, the daughter of Chanina ben Trajon, from a house of Zonos where she had been put by the Romans by bribing the guard and teaching him to say El Kad Demer Aneni. So the chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, and a kala who was saved from the Romans holding a Rav Meir Baal HaNes Pushka was disturbed by the rowdy laughter of the Moshev Leitzim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether it's permitted to attend various events, such as stadiums, and if they are forbidden as Moshev Leitzim, a session of scoffers. Rabbi Shimon Pazi darshan the pasuk, "Ashrei isha shol halach ba'atzis rishayim," praiseworthy is the man who did not walk in the counsel of the wicked, "uberech hatayim lo amad," and did not stand in the path of the sinful, "ubemoshev leitzim lo yashav," and did not sit at a session of scoffers. This progression teaches that if he merely walks on a sinful path, he'll come to stand there, and if he stands there, he'll come to sit among scoffers. If he does, he himself will come to scoff. So once again, the chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, and the kala who was saved from the Romans holding a Rav Meir Baal HaNes Pushka was disturbed by the rowdy laughter of the Moshev Leitzim. All right, so now it's time for a four block back Chazara. Daf Yadal. So the Siman Daf Yadal is a yad, a hand, and we often use a juggler in the Siman. So here goes. The idolater juggler, that must be more on Daf Yadal, yad, hand. The idolater juggler who was looking for someone to sell him roosters to juggle, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf listed items which are always forbidden to sell to an idolater because they're used for idolatry, including certain fruits, frankincense, and tarnagol lavan, a white rooster. Rabbi Yehuda permits selling a white rooster among roosters. Rabbi Zera said that if an idolater asks tarnagol me, who has a rooster to sell, without specifying a white rooster, one may even sell him a white rooster because it's apparently not for a sacrifice. If he asks who has a white rooster to sell, it's forbidden to sell one because we suspect it's for sacrifice. So the idolater juggler, who was looking for someone to sell him roosters to juggle, asked one merchant if he had a white one with a cut-off toe, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one sells a white rooster alone, he can cut its toe and sell because they would not use a deficient animal for idolatry. Rav Ashi asked, "Tarnagol levan ketula mi?" If an idolater asks, who has a white rooster with a cut-off toe to sell, is it permitted to sell him a tarnagol levan shalem, an unblemished white rooster? Do we say that since he requested a mutilated one, it's not intended for avodah zorah, or do we say that he's being deceptive by requesting a ketula knowing they're uncommon and is trying to hide his intent to use it for idolatry? So the idolater juggler, who was looking for someone to sell him roosters to juggle, asked one merchant if he had a white one with a cut-off toe, while his partner who wanted to juggle behemoth like a sheep was being turned away by by all the merchants, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Malkum Shenagolim Kor Behema Daku Ovdei Kochavim, in a place where the custom is to sell small livestock to idolaters and not to suspect they'll have relations with the animals, which is forbidden for Al Bnei Noach, it's permitted to sell them. In a place where the Minhag is not to sell Behema Daku to idolaters because they may have relations with them, it's prohibited to sell them. Daf Tes Vav. So the Siman Daf Tes Vav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The idolater fruit bowl salesman, fruit bowl, that must be run Daf Tes Vav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit bowl. The idolater fruit bowl salesman who was angry at a Jew who refused to sell him a Behema Gasa donkey to carry his merchandise, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that it's forbidden everywhere to sell Behema Gasa, large livestock, to an idolater. Rami Breid Rav Yeva explained, Gezer Mishum Nisune, it's a decree because of testing an animal before the sale. Sometimes a Jew may sell an animal close to Shabbos, and the non-Jewish buyer will ask to test the animal's ability to carry. The animal will hear its owner's voice and walk with its burden, which pleases the seller, and he thus violates Mechamrach Behemto B'Shabbos, walking after his laden animal on Shabbos. So the idolater fruit bowl salesman who was angry at a Jew, refused to sell him a Behema Gasa donkey to carry his merchandise, was shocked when another Jew sold another idolater a cow, explaining that perhaps it was bought for Shechita, which reminds us, Rav Huna once sold a cow to an idolater and explained to Rav Chisda why this was permitted. Emer l'shechita zavna, say the idolater bought it for slaughter, not for work, and the Mishnah's ban would apply to animals not commonly eaten, for example horses, and are purchased for work, or wherever the idolater says his purchase is for work. Ravashi provides a rule, koheka de ikla misla talinen, wherever one can make a reasonable assumption for a leniency, we make that assumption, va'afogav de mitzuva, even though he's commanded regarding the property's work. If there's no reasonable assumption for leniency, he cannot even sell something which is not his own responsibility because of lifnei iver for the buyer. For example, selling farming tools to someone suspected of violating Shemitah. So the idolater fruit bowl salesman who was angry at a Jew who refused to sell him a Behema Gasa donkey to carry his merchandise was shocked when another Jew sold another idolater a cow, explaining that perhaps it was bought for Shechita, but wouldn't sell a donkey to another Jew who was suspected of selling donkeys to idolaters, which reminds us, it's forbidden to sell animals to a Jew who's suspected of selling them to idolaters, and we don't say that perhaps he's going to sell it to a Jew. Daf Tezayin. So the Simmer Daf Tezayin is toes. So here goes. The builder sold his fattened ox with big fat toes. Toes? That must be on Daf Tezayin. The builder sold his fattened ox with big fat toes, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Shor Shepatam Mahu, what's the halacha regarding selling a fattened ox which is unfit for work? The question is relevant according to both opinions in the Mishnah Daf Yedalot on the base. Although Rabbi Yehuda permits selling a shvura, a broken animal, meaning injured and incapable of work, that may be because it can never become capable of work, whereas a fattened ox, where if the buyer retains it and feeds it less, it comes into the category of animals capable of work, perhaps it would be forbidden. The Gemara continues and explains the Rabbanan's reason why, although they prohibit selling a shvura, they might permit selling a fattened ox. So the builder sold his fattened ox with big fat toes and his injured lion with large toes to a goy, which reminds us, in the discussion about whether one can sell a chaya gasa, it brings a discussion of selling an injured lion which is incapable of work. So the builder sold his fattened ox with big fat toes and his injured lion with large toes to a goy, because they were useless in the building of a basilica stage for a king, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which type of basilica is permitted to build for idolaters. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must be more on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who refused to sell a car to a heretic as he wanted to distance himself from Minus, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer was seized by heretics and later explained that he was punished for hearing and enjoying a heretic's explanation of a pasuk, thereby transgressing, Harchek me'aleha darkecha, distance your way from her, zu Minus, this refers to heresy, v'al tikrav el pesach besa, and do not come near the door of her house, zu harushus, this refers to the authorities. In another version, Minus and Rushus are both referenced in the first clause, and the second clause teaches to stay far from a zona. So the used car salesman who refused to sell a car to a heretic as he wanted to distance himself from Minas sold one to a soon-to-be Baal Tshuva who had bags of money with him and planned to travel a long distance over seven rivers, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Maaser of Belezer Madurdia and the Zona and is coming to the realization regarding Tshuva that Eina Davatul Yelabi, and how Rebbe cried and said, Yesh Kona Olamo Bekama Shanim, there is one who acquires his world over many years, V'yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achas, and there is another who acquires his world in a single moment. He added, it's not enough they accept Bali Tshuva, El Shikorin Osun Rebbe, but they even call them Rebbe. So the used car salesman who refused to sell a car to a heretic as he wanted to distance himself from Minas sold one to a soon-to-be Baal Tshuva who had bags of money with him and planned to travel a long distance over seven rivers and told two rabbis who wanted to buy the same car that the one who was Osik B'Torah Gmilas Chasadim could have it and not the one who was only Osik B'Torah, which reminds us. Rabbi Elazar ben Parta and Rabbi Chanina ben Trudim were both arrested by the Roman government. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Chanina, "You're fortunate, for you've been seized for only one thing, teaching Torah publicly. Woe is me, for I've been seized for five things." Rabbi Chanina replied that Rabbi Elazar was fortunate, for he would be saved despite being seized for five things, but he would be executed despite being seized for only one thing. He explained that Rabbi Elazar engaged in both Torah and Gmilas Chasadim, whereas he engaged in learning Torah only. As Rav Huna said, "Kol ha'osik b'Torah b'levad, whoever is only involved in learning Torah, Doma Kamisha Inu Elka, is similar to one who has no God." All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss selling a behemoth daka to an idolater? That's on daf Yadalit. Good. Number two, which daf do you want it's forbidden to sell animals to a Yisrael who is suspected of selling them to idolaters? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number three, which daf did we learn that if a thorn became stuck in someone's foot in front of an idol, he may not bend down to remove it? That's on daf Yadbeis. Good. Number four, which daf did we learn about Reb Mira saving his sister-in-law from a house of Zonos and is teaching the guard to say El Kad Demer Aneini? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number five, which daf did we learn that selling a behemoth gasu to an idolater is forbidden? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number six, which daf do we ask if it's permitted to sell an idolater on an unblemished white rooster if he asks for a tarnagol of Ankatua, a white rooster with a cut-off toe? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn about the execution of Rav Chanina ben Trudim and how he was burned wrapped in a Sefer Torah? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number eight, which daf does Gemara discuss whether it's permitted to attend various events such as stadiums, and if they're forbidden as a moshev leitzim, a session of scoffers? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number nine, which daf do you learn about the difference between buying from a merchant in an idolatrous market versus buying from a baal bayis she'ena kavua? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 10, which daf do we learn about the importance of distancing oneself from minus, from heresy? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.